First of all, I will continue hearing confessions after the sermon. There will be no catechism class today because I have a baptism. There will be no catechism class for the next two Sundays either, because next Sunday is the first Sunday of the month and we'll be in Montgomery, and then the following Sunday is Mother's Day, when we have the crowning of Our Lady. This coming month, the month of May, is dedicated especially to Our Lady. To Our Lady, especially as our mother. Let us make an effort during this month of May, a little extra effort, to give her a little something extra, whatever it may be, whether it's an extra prayer, or we pay extra attention to the rosary, or we work on an extra fault or something, and give that to her to put in her crown. As with any mother, Our Lady cannot help us if we don't let her, if we don't go to her and ask for her help. And when she offers it, that we recognize it and accept it. I think it's too often that we get into the rut of habit in our religious life especially, in our spiritual life, and we take a lot of these things for granted. When we think of Our Lady, we're in such a rut that we just think of her as the Mother of God, if we think of that. Or is this another person? We might say a quick Hail Mary or rattle through the rosary in a hurry. And we get into such a habit of that, that unless something hits us in the head and wakes us up, we don't realize that we're actually doing more harm than good. So let us come to our senses and get out of the rut. And when we think of Our Lady, think of her as a real person, because she is. A real mother, because she is. Our mother, because she is. Also coming up this week is a feast, the great feast of Saint Joseph. I think it's this week. It's either this week or next week. It's May the 1st. It's this week. I know that we are taught all through our lives and everything we pick up, whether it's scripture or other spiritual reading, we hear the words, follow Christ. But I think most of us have a problem with that, in that Christ's divinity gets in the way. Yes, we try to follow him, but subconsciously, I am afraid, when the going gets tough, we have at least subconsciously the thought that, well, he was God after all. I can't be expected to do that or to go all that far. And the same, I'm afraid, applies sometimes with Our Lady. Even though she was human, she was born without sin. And so at least subconsciously, sometimes, we think she also has an unfair advantage when we try to follow her, or walk with her, or use her for a model. My good people, if we do have that trouble, if we don't, then more power to us. But if we do have that trouble, There is one person who is totally human and the greatest saint under Our Lady, who we can follow, who we can make no excuses for not following and for not having at our side, and that is Saint Joseph. As we walk through every moment of our life, let's keep him by our side. And when we find ourselves in situations, let us look at him, just a glance, and we'll know instantly if he would be acting as we were acting now at the moment. But that's not enough. It's not enough to know that Saint Joseph or Our Lady or Our Lord would act differently from the way we're acting. We must go the step further and correct it. We must not only know that we need to correct it, but we must make the effort to correct it. So let us follow Saint Joseph. Let us keep him by our side as we follow the footsteps of our Lord. This is a victory that overcomes the world, our faith. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. My good people, I know as we go through life, we become discouraged, sometimes very discouraged, with our progress or lack of progress in the spiritual life. We go after one of our faults, whether it's pride, covetousness, lust, or whatever, a major fault or a minor fault. We go after it with a whole heart and soul. But we go after it thinking, if I stomp on it hard enough, it'll go away, and then I can go to another one, and I won't have to worry about that one anymore. But lo and behold, after we think we put, say, anger aside, and we're working on pride, boom, here comes anger back. So we get a little bit discouraged, and we drop pride and go back to anger and pound on it some more. And we think we put it away and go back to pride. But then anger comes back. My good people, the spiritual life and making progress in the spiritual life isn't a matter of pushing a button or pounding on a certain vice and that's the end of it. No, our vices and our faults will be with us to the end of time, or at least to the end of our time. It's not a matter of getting rid of our faults and not having to deal with them anymore. No. It's a matter of, so to speak, stuffing them in a closet and keeping them there, but knowing that they're always there and that if we let down our guard, they'll come right back. They'll get out of that closet. Our duty must be to keep that closet door shut. When we see pride poking its head out the door, we push it back in. Whether it's lust or anger or whatever it is, we must understand we're not going to get rid of it. It's going to continue to haunt us. But when we see it coming back, instead of, oh, what the heck, I give up, And we do that, subconsciously at least. And we let it go and have its full reign. No. As soon as we recognize anger, instead of letting it go, let's grab a hold of it. Grab a hold of ourselves and stuff that anger back in that closet and give ourselves a penance, an Our Father or something. And then go on to the next one. And then when a former one pops back up, do the same thing again. When we read the lives of the saints, we get the mistaken impression that when they conquered, say, impurity, it didn't bother them anymore. No, my good people, that isn't so, except in a very few, very rare instances. And even there, we don't know for sure. We only have words, and we have to leave that in God's hands. But in the majority of cases, they had to fight it the rest of their lives. Even St. Paul, who begged to have it removed from him. But what did our Lord say? No, my strength is sufficient for you. St. Martin de Porres was bilocating, healing people, performing all kinds of miracles. And yet, he had an almost daily battle with his anger. It was always getting away from him. So it wasn't the fact that he had stuffed anger away and it never came back that made him a saint. No. It was the fact that he continued fighting his anger. And every time it pokes his head out of his closet, he stuffed it back in. Again and again and again. So my good people, I beg you to remain strong in your faith, knowing that God is looking for the effort you are putting into becoming perfect. He's looking at how many times and how often and how quickly we pick ourselves up and continue after Him, following Him in His footsteps, His bloody footsteps, with Saint Joseph on one side and Our Lady on the other. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.